Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Calling and speak with the man in the streets from that CM, well, actually, from that Detox album, the long-awaited Detox from Cleveland's own Sheriff Kilroy. You're listening to that Al Porter Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 15, that M period, A period, N period. It's Music Activism News, the abbreviation, the acronym for the show. For those listening to 3342 or Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in to 646-478-0944. If you got music or commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You could Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You could also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. I want to give you three quick disclaimers before we go on with our show. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. Now, I can let you know, you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You could check out the YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter, Alfred Porter Jr. number one. That's Alfred Porter Jr. one. Or Hip Hop Workshop numeral two. That's Hip Hop Workshop two. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. Facebook is Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. If you're looking for more hot music, check out the www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The web page is blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voicetheradio.com before the Queen's Court at 6 p.m. Tomorrow we have the legendary Suave Gotti, a YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. So you miss commentary and then you space it after Cleveland. Also, if you're looking for Twitter, Man in the Street 1313. And for those who are looking online, www.templabor.org for all your labor needs, and thelogtv.com. If you're going on YouTube, check out the Power Groove Records channel, the YouTube channel We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records. Now, what I'm going to take the time to do is at least let people know some of what's been happening in our area that may be hot. A top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Number 10, Ruga. Number 9, Cash Kadick. K-A-$H, Cash Kadick. Number 8, The Actual Tannis. Number 7, redebuting Suave Gotti. Number 7, redebuting. Number 6, Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube with Sheriff Kilroy's Commander-in-Chief just released. Sheriff Kilroy's Father's Lives Matter out for a couple of weeks. Sheriff Kilroy's Big Old Booty. Oh, Joe Motley himself has I Wouldn't Allow It, a joint production between himself and 3342 Music. Emax the Image. Great Black House Sounds collaboration with Emax the Image. One of a couple of songs that's on there. Number 5, debuting DJ Jack the Ripper, Exotic Cuisine, last Thursday on Lorraine Road. Nice little artist showcase. Number 4, debuting The Justice for Anaya Car Caravan that happened last Friday. Number 3, debuting Facebook Child Abuse Awareness FLM. That happened last Thursday. The news was there, Channel 19 News. The casket was at DCFS. Black Man's Army was there. You had Dantes Taylor Ward for a candidate. It was Jones Joe's birthday. Number 2, moving up, Facebook, Protest While You Can in Cleveland, which happened Saturday, downtown Cleveland Public Square. And number 1, moving up on Facebook, Cleveland's Justice for George Floyd rally and against Ohio's anti-protest bills, where Ernest L. Smith, East Cleveland councilman, led it. Candidate for Congressional District 11, Chantel Brown, Dolores Gray, Ward 7 candidate, and many more people were out there. So I'm just dealing with, like, the candidates who showed up. Oh, yes, Pamela Pinckney Ann Butts, who's a ward. No, she's a congressional candidate, Reverend Pamela Pinckney Ann Butts, congressional candidate for District 11. So you had candidates out there at that particular event. What I'm going to do before I go to the 216-702 phone number, 216-702, I'll be coming live and direct to you in just a moment. I appreciate all those who call in, and it's just an honor to have people do that. I would be remiss if I didn't at least point out the fact that DMX, the rapper, known as Earl Simmons, December 13th, 1970 to April 9th, 2021, known by a stage name DMX, Dark Man X, was an American rapper, songwriter, and actor. He began rapping in the early 1990s and released his debut album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot, in 1998 to both critical acclaim and commercial success, selling 251,000 copies within its first week of release. DMX released his best-selling album, And Then There Was X, in 1999, which included the hit single, Party Up in Here, his 2003 singles, Where the Hood At, and X Gonna Give It to You, were also commercially successful. He was the first artist to debut an album at number one 5 times in a row on the Billboard 200 charts. Overall, DMX had sold over 74 million records worldwide. He was featured in films like Belly, Romeo Must Die, Exit Wounds, Cradle to the Grave, and Last Hour. And in 2006, he starred in the reality television series DMX Soul of a Man, which was primarily aired on the BET cable television network. In 2003, he published a book of his memoirs entitled E, period, A, period, R, period, L, period, The Autobiography of DMX. We also, for those who knew, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, born Prince Philip of Greece and Denmark, 10th of June 1921 to April 9th, 2021, was a member of the British royal family as the husband of Elizabeth II. Definitely, he was a stalwart. And one thing I could say, he did stand behind and beside his wife, and he began corresponding with the 13-year-old Princess Elizabeth, whom he had first met in 1934, right after he joined the Royal Navy in 1939, aged 18, though. During the Second World War, he served with distinction in the Mediterranean and Pacific fleets and was granted permission by George VI to marry Elizabeth. Before the official announcement of the engagement in July of 1947, he abandoned his Greek and Danish titles and styles, became a naturalized British subject, and adopted his maternal grandparents' surname, Mountbatten. So that's the second thing. And then number three, I would like to bring it closer to home, if I might, before going to the phone line, and say that we lost the music staple in the city of Cleveland, Crazy D of Crazy D's Music Store, who passed apparently April 5th, 2021. His interest in music began as a youth after listening to DJs play on 108 FM WDMT's Club Style Show. On his YouTube channel, he explained how fascinated he was with beats connecting and began practicing in his basement. His first break on the music scene began in, and that's the one thing I could say, it began in 1990 when he DJed an icebreaker hosted by Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, Inc. as freshman at Cleveland State. From there, he took over as the DJ of the college parties around the city, capitalized on his popularity, started producing remix tapes where he would cut and scratch records and blend another song underneath the main song. He released his first project in 1994 featuring Cleveland artists called Just a Little Something. I would also like to say before I go to the phone line that in February of 2020, I was at Voice It Radio when it was housed at the Chandler Park building. And Crazy D came through and he filmed me freestyle. He filmed Suave Gotti freestyling. He put us both on something called EP Volume 5. EP Volume 5, which was like, you could say, an online mini movie, which featured Bernadette Stannis. Thelma from Good Times was on that episode as well. So Cleveland legend that I remember, and if you don't keep it home, sometimes you do a lot of things and you just don't take care of your own backyard. I'm going to go to 216-702. 216-702. How are you doing out there?
Hey, Al, how you doing? This is General, 5-star, black-on-black crime, Donna Brown. I'm coming to y'all with some real, what we want to call some concrete, something that's real serious, is unconstitutional. If it passes, it's called House Bill 22. And what House Bill 22 does is to amend a section in 29.21.32 of the revised code to extend the offense of obstructing justice to include failure to follow a lawful order from a law enforcement officer or diverting a law enforcement officer's attention. In layman terms, what this means is it allows everyday citizens to be arrested for recording police misconduct or law enforcement exercising behavior unbecoming as an officer. Prime example would be the people who recorded George Floyd's last 9 minutes and 22 seconds of life when he was saying, "I can't breathe." We have our own representatives, which is Ken Smith, District 8, Janine Boyd, District 9, Terrence Upchurch, District 10, Stephanie House, District 11, Juanita Brent, District 12, Michael Skindale, District 13, and Brad Rose Sweeney, District 14. And it's a known fact that none of our own state representatives of the House representatives, sit on the criminal justice committee, and that would make you say, considering we have a current dissent decree that is currently in effect. We had 137 shots. We had a young boy, 12 years old, that was shot, killed by the police. And we've just had, all together, there's been 93 blacks that have been killed by Cleveland police. So it kind of makes you say, so rather than them being the Magnificent Seven, they're actually the Worthless Seven. Because for you not to, this bill was actually introduced to the House on February 3rd and introduced to the Ohio Criminal Justice Committee on February. And we didn't get wind of it till like March 21st or, you know, it's a shame that we actually have state representatives that they get a pension and get paid to go down to 71 where the House of Representatives are. And they they come back with no information, or the fact that this House bill is still in committee and we want to oppose it while it's in committee because pretty much for the most part it's unconstitutional. There are over 22 representatives, and I want to get a phone numbers out for any of y'all that get your pencil, get your paper, because this here really, it not only affects the black community, it affects any child that's in the state of Ohio, because the one thing we know, cell phones are one of the most useful apparatuses that we have, because it goes from recording the last 9 minutes of George Floyd's life to TikTok, which is current.
Right.
Instagram, Facebook. So all of our children live by those cell phones, no matter what color they are. So that's why I'm giving you all 22 numbers. And if you want the Worthless Sevens number, I'll come back. But first, I want to give you the committee, the Criminal Justice Committee telephone numbers. And let's start off with Jeff Lurie. He's the chair. He's in District 77. Phone number 614-466-8100. Shane Wilkins, co-chair, District 91. Telephone number 614-466-3506. Sarah Carruthers, District 51. Telephone number 614-644-6721. Rodney Creech, District 43, telephone number 614-466-6721. 2960. Mark Johnson, District 92, telephone number 614-644-7928. Gary Click, District 88, 614-466-1374. John Cross, District 83, 614-466-3819. Craig Rydell, District 82, 614-644-5091. Jason Stevens, District 93, 614-466-1366. Paul Zeffwinger, District 54, 614-466-6027. Adam C. Miller, District 17, 614-644-6005. David Leland, District 21, 614-466-2473. Cindy Abrams, District 29, 614-466-9091. Bill Smith, District 30, 614-466-8258. Cedric Dennison, District 33, 614-466-1308. Talva Galinsky, District 35, 614-644-6037. Willis Blackshear Jr., District 39, 614-466-1607. Phil Plummer, District 40, 614-644-8051. Andrea White, District 41, 614-644-6008. Gene Smith, District 65, 614-466-8134. Sharon A. Ray, District 69, 614-466-8140. DJ Swear Engine, District 89, 614-466-3506. Those are the 22 House representatives. While we, all eyes is on the Floyd George trial and testimony, we have lawmakers that are down in Cincinnati putting laws together like House Bill 22, which is just like lynching, therefore it's unconstitutional. And House Bill 22 is a violation of our constitutional rights, freedom of speech. And the reason it's so important that we stop it right now in committee is because it's unconstitutional. If that's not a reason to stop a bill, I don't know what is. And the second fact is this House Bill 22, that they're trying to hide it if it becomes a law, because it's actually in the sex trafficking section of the Ohio Revised Code.
Wow.
So it's not a law, just to put that out there, and that's a fact. So that's why I say it would be a hidden law if it makes it out of committee and end up being actually a law, right? Because all laws start with a B and a bill. So it's important that we call these here House of Representatives, because they are the actual Ohio Criminal Justice Committee, and let them know that we oppose House Bill 22. And the Worthless Seven, if y'all want their numbers, you think your people want their numbers?
Yes, I do. I want to know these Worthless Seven's phone number.
Well, let me give you the Worthless Seven's phone number. Kent Smith, 614-466-5441. Janine Boyle, 614-466-5451. 614-644-5079. Terrence Upsh Church, 614-466-7954. Stephanie House, 614-466-1414. Juanita Brent, 614-466-1408. Michael Skindale, 614-466-5921. Brad Rose Sweeney, 614-466-3350. Those are the worthless seven that represent us down in the House of Representatives. Everyone, pay attention to this house bill. Talk about it. Get it in. Start talking about it in your kitchen. We got to sound the alarm and let these House of Representatives know we will not be distracted, tricked, or bamboozled. We are on top of House Bill 22, and it starts with you. If you're not doing anything, just take time and call. Call two or three a day if you don't want to call the whole list. But the key is, call them. Let's block their phones up and let them know coming out of Cleveland, we are aware of what they're doing, even though the worthless seven intentionally denied us access to this knowledge while it's in committee. Is there anything I didn't cover?
No, you did such an excellent job. You sounded that alarm a few weeks ago, and now it seems like in our area, everybody is scrambling. What is your role before we leave off? Being a five-star general, what is your role exactly? Because you are proven beyond leaps and bounds that you deserve that title.
Well, my role is to make sure that when there's issues, the hard issues that nobody else wants, nobody else to pick up, or you think it's a little bit too late to for justice to be served, that's my role, to go out and do the recon and make sure that we at Black on Black, we are action group. Make sure that we put something either on paper, send a letter, or make some phone calls. That's my role, to come up when nobody else wants to address the issue. That's when they call the general in.
That is so true. I thank you so much, General Donald Walker Brown. As a matter of fact, we appreciate you, and thank you for alerting us and sounding that alarm for going on a month now that everybody is almost catching up with it. Ever since you learned it, you brought it to the people, so I appreciate you, General.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for all you do, Al, and having this venue where we can at least get it out on the airways, the highways and byways, to make sure that our people are up on the laws of the land. And this is one that we're trying to stop. We're opposing it in committee. We do not want this to get out of committee. I've done a third picture. I'm going to send you a copy of it. I hope you like it. This here, it might be a little, what they say, graphic. But I want to make sure you get a copy of this third picture I done put out, okay?
No problem. Put it out. We'll post it. And I want to also thank some of those out there like Justin Anderson, Tamara from Power Women, Angelique Patton. They took those Facebook Live feeds of you sounding an alarm and put it out there, and we've done our best to repost it. We'll do the same thing with tonight's program, and thank you again for everything that you've done.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless.
God bless. As a matter of fact, I am going to this 216-324 phone number, 216-324. How are you doing out there?
What's up, big brothers? Angela Davis.
Is this the one and only Angela Y. Davis from Fathers Lives Matter, Vice President?
It is.
Okay. What is going on new for you?
What is going on new for me is this something that I would like to talk about. I touched on it briefly last week at the rally, but I want to make our older African-American female leaders be a little more respectful of us younger African-American leaders. There is no reason for them to be disrespectful, and I'm talking about Kathy Rae Coleman and Pamela M. Pinkney Buck. Kathy Rae Coleman has the audacity to call me a snitch for Michael O'Malley, and then when I ratted her out about it, she had the audacity to be offended. But she never once tried to apologize or anything, but she continued to antagonize me, telling people, oh, I'm having this rally. Tell Angela Davis she can speak. I purposely was not speaking for a reason until I got tired of her antagonizing me. And then when I expressed my true feelings, then she had the nerve to get offended. And I'm offended.
With
and
that
then
being
we have, said, go ahead.
No, I was getting ready to say, and she had asked you to speak at approximately 8 to 9 other events, and you consistently said no.
Absolutely.
And
I consistently said no, and she continued to poke and poke and poke and poke, and I got tired of her poking. So then when I came and spoke and I said my piece, then she got offended.
So in other words, people should either A, if there's a perceived problem, either apologize or do their best to sit and talk about it before it builds up, and or what's your advice on that situation before we move to the other lady's name that you called out? What would be your advice on working things out? Because I know there have been some things I might have done wrong here and there in dealing with younger activists or activists in general when you have a disagreement. What's your thought process?
My thought process is she knows that she has offended us, and she should have been a woman and the leader that she is and apologize to us, because I'm not the only one that has had a problem with her and her disrespect. The list is extensive, and a couple of people have had to file police reports against her because she has called their job and harassed them and harassed their bosses, but she doesn't feel she's done anything wrong. And then, like I said, get offended when I called her out about it, because she has been blatantly disrespectful to us, unprovoked, for no reason, and yet she is not woman enough and is not utilizing her leadership skills enough to admit that she was wrong and apologize. So I am unapologetically unapologizing. I will not be apologizing to Kathy Rae Coleman for anything that I said to her. She is a bully, and she is very disrespectful to us, and I do not appreciate it.
Okay, and then the other name, Pamela Pinkney M. Butts, Reverend?
Correct.
Your thoughts?
She came into the meeting last week, and she attacked me. I let it go. I made an announcement about an event that is being held because someone's son was killed, and she tried to say that I intentionally scheduled this event the same day that she wanted to have her event. And when I tried to explain to her that I was not the one who scheduled this event, I was called a liar and everything else. Then she turns around after she does all of that, comes to the event that I am leading, and when she's told she can't speak, she gets indignant. And then when I get indignant back, then she gets an attitude. But I remember how she went to the East Cleveland Democratic War Club. She disrespected everybody in the room, but she's a reverend. I remember how she was calling my mother on the phone, my mother, but she's a reverend. If those are the kinds of, if that is the way that clergy act, I will never, ever attend another church. I am so disappointed in Kathy Rae Coleman and Pamela M. Pinkney Buck because they are supposed to be leaders in this city, in this county. One of them is always running for a position, and she probably needs to sit back and rethink and say, why are people not voting for me? Perhaps it's because of the way you treat people. Because if you ran 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different positions and you still haven't won, then you need to look at you, because it can't be everybody else. It's you. So I have been stewing and dealing with this for the last week or so, and I just have to call and get this off my chest. I'm speaking for all of us younger African-American leaders, because all of us feel that way. And we have tried to be respectful and keep it to ourselves. But what you're not going to do is keep antagonizing us and antagonizing us. Then you will get what you got last week, Kathy Rae Coleman and Pamela M. Pinkney Butt. Sorry. Not
well,
sorry.
With that being said, I'm hearing a lot of, and to be fair, not just younger activists, there have been apparently some older heads as activists who may be frustrated and say, almost like Linus Wood in the Pumpkin Patch, oh, great pumpkin, when will this change? And certain things don't change. So with that being said, there are those who would say, well, being on the front line, this is being fair, I have to throw this out there because I heard it from certain, quote-unquote, activists, some who are older heads, who would say, we never air our dirty laundry out in public. We never say anything on the front line. We never would. Your answer would be what?
Number one, as you said, they are older. So that's old school back in the day. This is a new generation, and wherever we catch you, that's where you're going to get it. If you don't like it, oh, well, suck it up, because it needs to be exposed. That's the only way it's going to stop, because apparently it wasn't working for y'all. She criticized y'all and talked about y'all, and then y'all are right back out there, and then what did she do? She did it again. Over and over and over and over and over again. Because I know several people that have said, yeah, she did it to me a bunch of times. You know why? Because you didn't expose her in public. I bet you I won't have that issue again.
So I'm looking at what you said is, as activists, if we are going to get out there, and you can stop me if I'm wrong and correct me, but what I'm seeing the similarities is, if we can get out there and deal with the mayor or deal with police chief or city council people or even worthless state representatives, if we can deal with all of these people, then what you're saying is we need to start dealing with activists who are not professional or not representing the movement in the right way.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it any better myself. That was perfect.
No problem. Holding people accountable for what they do, that's one of the reasons why I constantly say it. And it's not that I enjoy criticism, because I believe everybody wants to be right, but I believe that when I'm not doing radio, in my role, in my humble role as being the head of an organization, people need to be able to come to me and express, hey, you're not, or I feel you're not doing this, that, and the other, rather than for me to block it all out. I believe that everybody should be held accountable. So I thank you very much for calling in. What is going on May 8th? Because I would like to say that a lot of times people don't realize, which I explained at the meeting after the fact, that a lot of times people don't realize that we do what the families ask. There have been some times when we've reminded families that we have a black-on-black crime meeting, so we might not be able to make it to a vigil, but that was the only day they could make sure that they could get their loved ones out or what have you, and we schedule things around it anyway. So a lot of times we're doing the work on behalf of families. So with that being said, you're doing work on behalf of a family on May 8th. It caught my attention. What's going on May the 8th?
So on May 8th, we will be having a rally for a young man who was the was a Shaw High Cardinal. His name was Stephen Swain, who was murdered by someone else that does work out in the community. And so it has been a battleground, us against them. And the mother has asked that we all come out and help her get justice for her son, which I am going to be doing. And this thing has gotten huge. The national chapter of the Black Panthers are supposed to be there. I have reached out to Yandy Smith from Love and Hip Hop New York, as well as Portia Williams from Housewives of Atlanta, to see if they could join us, because they are into activism now. And we have mayors and council people and community activists and organizers and just people from all different walks of life coming out to help. We got the Cleveland Browns, the Cleveland Indians, and the Cleveland Cavs will be represented out there as well. We're just all coming together to act for justice, young man.
Thank you so much for being out there, being boots on the ground, just like our five-star general. And I can see why, though, Art McCoy said, Angela Y. Davis, you're the boss, so it's good to talk to you, the boss. Thank you for the phone call.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You do the same. You know something? The reason that I'm feeling good is because I ran into some dynamic women who called the program this evening, and the next song I send out is dedicated to them. It's who they do it for. They're not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for you. So with that being said, I got to play Eastside. One thing about Eastside, when he came back to Cleveland a couple of weeks ago, he said, what's up to Donald Walker Brown? He was like, I see she's still doing things, because I think when he came into town, he had seen some of the Facebook Live videos about House Bill 22. So with that being said, I'm going to send this track out to the Queens, the Sisterhood. I'm sending it out for them, sending this one out to Day May. This is from Eastside for you.
Life I chose, that I breathe, the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. Feeling me, who loyal and who I see, yeah. all me. Yo, 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 yo. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all to you. Yo, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all for you.
I need to let people know that Freedom of Love, Power Women of God Healing Support Group, Be the Woman Who Fixes Another Woman's Crown Without Telling the World That It Was Crooked. Encourage One Another As You Encourage Yourself Group. Lord, thank you for your blessings that are upon me. May 1st, 2021, 2 to 5 p.m. at Nottingham United Methodist Church. Fun in the lot. Fundraiser raffles, free food. 216-270-0280, 216-270-0280. For Tamaya, Power Women, you can get a hold of them for that event. Black House Sounds, June 12th, 2021, 3 to 9 p.m., $5 general admission, 3 to 9 p.m., the African Museum, 1765 Crawford Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106, presenting the Rising Stars of Cleveland. Artists, music of all walks of life, contact Joseph Motley Jr. at 216-609-8847. That's 216-609-8847 for performance slots, vending tables, you name it. Definitely come out and be a part of that. We're looking forward to it. We had so much information come out. I don't think I ever touched on the fact that I touched on George Segal, S-E-G-A-L, who was February 13th, 1934 to March 23rd, 2021, who was an American actor and musician. He became popular in the 1960s and 1970s for playing both dramatic and comedic roles. Some of his most acclaimed performances are in films such as Ship of Fools, 1965, King Rat, 1965, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, 1966, No Way to Treat a Lady, 1968, The Owl and the Pussycat, 1970, Where's Papa, 1970, The Hot Rock, 1972, Bloom in Love, that's B-L-U-M-E, in Love, 1973, A Touch of Class, 1973, California Split, 1974, For the Boys, 1991, Flirting with Disaster, 1996. He was one of the first American film actors to rise to leading man status with an unchanged Jewish surname, helping pave the way for other major actors of his generation. Nominated for the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his performance in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, that's W-O-O-L-F, and won two Golden Globe Awards, including Golden Globe Award for Best Actor in a Motion Picture Musical or Comedy for his performance in A Touch of Class. On television, he is best known for his roles as Jack Gallo on Just Shoot Me from 1997 to 2003 and as Albert Pop Solomon on The Goldbergs 2013 to 2021. He was also an accomplished banjo player. He released three albums and performed with the instrument in several of his acting roles and on late night television. So it's good to at least be able to go through and see what's happening here and there. My thing is I got a chance to at least look at a few things. I think it's very interesting that the New York Post did a story on inside Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Kahn Culler's $1 million real estate buying binge. as protests broke out across the country in the name of Black Lives Matter. The group's co-founder went on a real estate buying binge, snagging four high-end homes for $3.2 million in the U.S. alone, according to property records. Patrice Khan Cullors, 37 years old, also eyed property in the Bahamas at an ultra-exclusive resort where Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods both have homes. The Post has learned luxury apartments and townhouses at the beachfront Albany Resort outside Nassau are priced between $5 million and $20 million, according to a local agent. The self-described Marxist last month purchased a $1.4 million home on a secluded road a short drive from Malibu in Los Angeles. According to a report, the 2,370-square-foot property features soaring ceilings, skylights, and plenty of windows with canyon views. Hawk Newsom, the head of Black Lives Matter Greater New York City, called for an independent investigation to find out how the global network spends its money. If you go around calling yourself a socialist, you have to ask how much of her own personal money is going to charitable causes, he said. It's really sad because it makes people doubt the validity of the movement and overlook the fact that it's the people that carry this moment. Last year, Khan Cullors and spouse Jania Khan ventured to Georgia to acquire a fourth home, a custom ranch on 3.2 rural acres in Conyers, featuring a private airplane hangar with a studio apartment above it and the use of a 2,500-foot paved grass community runway that can accommodate small airplanes. Three-bedroom, two-bath house about 30 minutes from Atlanta has an indoor swimming pool and a separate RV shop that can accommodate the repair of a mobile home or a small aircraft. Peach State Retreat was purchased in January 2020 for $415,000 2 years after the publication of Khan Cullors' best-selling memoir, When They Call You a Terrorist. She did sign a multi-platform deal with Warner Brothers Television Group to help produce content for black voices who have been historically marginalized. But still, if you are going to say you're a socialist and certain things that you do, you need to watch your actions. Although on my 15-foot soapbox, I'm really looking and saying I should have joined that particular group instead of Black on Black Crime, Inc., and maybe I would have been able to run around with a, no, never mind, those millions of dollars. That's a very interesting statement. It seems like somebody has some explaining to do, some real explaining to do. I'll be back shortly. I'm going to play this song by HJS called Always.
Switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years done passed with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. From the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the arse. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCing, because I just can't stop. 20 million different styles, but it's all hip-hop, so I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping, this is the year. Yeah, yeah, cause HAS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.
Leaving off of my last, I will say, 12-foot stepladder for the soapbox, because somebody has some explaining to do. 14-foot stepladder for my soapbox, as is Governor Mike DeWine, a lame duck governor, because he had to address the fact that there was an override of his veto for bill limiting health orders. That's it. There was a veto override, which means even though he vetoed it, the bill to limit his health orders, the bill will allow state lawmakers to rescind public health orders issued by the governor or the state health department as soon as they take effect. So lawmakers can basically rescind it. It was Senate Bill 22, opening the door for the General Assembly to be able to reject any of the governor's or health department's health orders. As DeWine says, his frustration about the override has more to do about the future than about the current pandemic. My passion comes from a deep concern and a belief that this is not the only crisis we will face. It may be a national or international crisis like this one. It may be something that impacts a community. If someone comes in from an area that has Ebola and a local health department no longer has the ability to quarantine them. But GOP lawmakers a couple of weeks ago said they made good on their promise to check the authority of their fellow Republican DeWine by issuing the first override of his term after a year-long battle over how the state should respond during a health emergency. As the Republican-controlled House and Senate voted after short debates in each chamber to reject DeWine's veto of legislation, that's what they did. They did, to review orders issued by the Ohio Department of Health. So that is what it was basically said by Senate President Matt Huffman, a Lima Republican. The people must never feel forgotten, especially during times of emergency when unchecked power can be used to impact lives and livelihoods. Ooh-wee, that's a deep one right there for the governor. As a matter of fact, it should be said that Ashland County, we aren't wearing them, as the restaurant won their case against health department over mask. They won a case. That's as the Ashland County judge sided with a restaurant owner in her case against the county health department. They suspended the food service license. The Ashland County Health Department suspended the food license of Cattleman's Restaurant in Savannah, but owner Mandy Close filed a lawsuit, and the judge granted a temporary restraining order to allow the restaurant to remain open while the case is pending in court. So those are a couple of things that's happening around us to just check out and be aware of. I thank you all for tuning in. My thing is, I appreciate you very much for being here. May you be blessed. May you look out for each other. May we see you at certain events, Black on Black Crime Inc. meetings are Wednesday. Special meeting, 7:15 p.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, Cleveland, Ohio. Peace.